chapter 2. Last week, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yeshua the last instructions before he is going to capture Eretz Yisrael. Immediately after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the instructions to Yeshua, comes chapter 2, it says in the Navi like this, Vayishlach Yeshua binun min Hashitim. At the time, Am Yisrael parked at the place called Shittim. Yeshua sent from that place Shnayim Anashim Meraglim Cheresh Lomo, two people spies, quietly. The explanation what it means, quietly. Lechu go re'u et ha'aretz ve'et Yericho. Go look at the land and Yericho. The question is, what there is to look? There's nothing more to look after the 12 spies came back. We remember in Parashat Shlach, it was Moshe Rabbeinu sent the 12 spies and they came back and they spent 40 days in Eretz Israel. Of course, now it's 40 years later, but there's nothing more to look. We looked already. We know what's going on in Eretz Israel, and also, probably, you don't have to look anything, because Yeshua is going to lead you, and he's going to tell you what to do. And of course, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Yeshua, he knows what to do. So what's the necessity that Yeshua is appointing now two people to go to see the land? Also, in the instructions, there's no instructions. Yeshua only tells them, go look. Look for what? He should have told them what to look for. He doesn't tell them what to look. He says, go look. Go look. If it means to spy, Yeshua should have said, go and spy. Go look for certain things. He did not tell them go look for certain things. He only tells them go and look.
And Moshe gave instructions.
Moshe gave instructions, yeah. Moshe, the Torah said, gave instructions to see where, how they have walls, they don't have walls, to see the land, to see the people, a lot of instructions. He, Yeshua, doesn't give any instructions. He only says go look. What do you mean go look? There's nothing to look. If you tell me what to look for, I'm going to look for. But Yeshua doesn't say what to look for. He says, go look. What do you have to look? What do you want to look? And again, if it's something that's similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, then probably it's the same, even though it's 40 years later, it's probably the same. Nothing happened in Eretz Israel in the last 40 years. Also, all the Chachamim asked, after this downfall with the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, why Yeshua decided to send spies? Of course, those are different, those two spies are different. The Midrash says those are the two people, it's Kalev and Pinchas, the holy people. But why should you put yourself in such a situation that that situation caused Am Yisrael to stay in the desert for 40 years? Don't tell them what's the purpose of sending spies, and especially if the spy, the subject of spies, caused Am Yisrael to stay in the desert 40 years longer. Also, he tells them, go look at the land and Yericho, both. The Midrash says, Rashi brings it, Yericho has a tremendous power. So Rashi says, the Midrash says that Yericho is kasha, that Yericho is tough. So Rashi says, the Midrash says, because she is sitting on the border. Yeah, what is even the border? The border is all around Israel, it's a border. It's not just Yericho, it's the border. The instructions that Yeshua tells them is go look at the land at Yericho. They came to a lady, Yishma Rahab, and she was shaman, they went over there to lie down. They amar, the melech Yericho, lemor, in אנשים באו הנה לילה לבדי צלחות, the people came from Israel, even though they tried to hide it, somebody informed the king that the two people here, that they are here to spy the land. ישלח מן יריחו לאחאב לאמור, הוציא אנשים הבאים אלייך אשר באו לבדי צלחות כל הארץ באו. Take these people out from your house because they are spies. ותיקח האישה את שני האנשים את עצמנו, she went and she hid one of them. So the Gemara said, because one of them was Pinchas, and Pinchas is the Navi, the Kohen, the Yahu Navi, you don't have to hide him. He can hide himself. Therefore it says that Itzpeno, she hid one of them. She didn't have to hide both of them, because Kalev, she had to hide, because he's a person, but Pinchas, that he was a second spy, he is able to hide to hide himself. But when I came, she answered, yes. Bau elai anashim, the two people came, lenati ma'ahem, I didn't know where they were from. Ri ashar is God, they closed the gate, b'choshev anashim etzau, they left. Redanti yana alku anashim, I don't know where they went. Yitfu me'ah achareim, ki tansigum, chase them because you're gonna catch them. והיא על התם הגרגה שבודם הנדלו ותתמינים בפשתי העץ שהיא them among the pieces of linen what she had on the roof ארוחות לה על הגג whatever they were ready on the roof. In the meantime אנשים רצפו אחרים דרך הידין המעברות הזה, the people that the king sent chase them, of course they're still there but they don't know and they're chasing. They're looking for them. ראשי הסגרו אחריהם כאשר עשו רצים. They close the gates. אחריהם, they close all the gates of the town. And they show, they left, and they're looking for them. והם הטרם ישכבו, this is in the middle of the night, they're preparing themselves to go to sleep, והיא עלתה עליהם הרגג. She went up to the roof. ותאמר אנשים, ידעתי, I know, כי נתן השם לכם את הארץ. אני לא הקדוש ברוך הוא gave you this land, וכי נפלה עם אתכם עלינו, everybody is afraid of you, וכי נאמרו כל שבעי ארץ מבניכם, everybody is scared of you. Why? כי שמענו, because we heard אשר הוביש השם את מי ים סוף מבניכם, we heard what הקדוש ברוך הוא did in ים סוף, that הקדוש ברוך הוא dried ים סוף in front of you. ושתכם ממצרים אשר עשיתם משני מלכי אמרי השם הם הידן את סיכון ולגשי חרבתם אותם, we also heard what he did to סיכון and hope, ואני אשמע ואימס לבבינו. We heard it, and our heart sank. ולא קמה עוד רוח באיש מפתחם, everybody lost his strength. כי השם אלוקיכם, we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this is your God, who are Elohim, he is the only God. השמיים ממעל, upstairs, על הארץ מתחת downstairs. ואתה, please now, ישבו נא לי בשם, please swear to me, in השם's name, כי עשיתי מכם חסד, I did for you, very kind thing that I did not tell those soldiers that you are here in my house and I saved your life. Also I ask you to do a favor to me and to my family. And please give me a sign that you're going to do this for me. Now please, I want you to leave my father and my mother, my brothers, my sisters, it's called Shalem, the whole family. I know that you're coming with Am Israel, with the army to capture this land. Please let my family live. We guarantee it. Only in one condition, אם לא תגידו את דברנו זה, if you're not going to tell that thing to everybody, והיה, it's going to be בטפר השם לנו את הארץ, excuse me, and הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to give this land to us, ועשינו עם החסד באמת, we're going to do kindness and truth with you. ותורידים בכם לבד החלון, she took them down with a rope, She was dwelling at the wall, next to the wall, so she didn't let them leave the house via the gate because she was afraid people would see them. She let them down with the rope. Please go to the mountain. He says, yes, what you got to do is you have to go to the mountain. You have to hide yourself over there for 3 days. It's going to take 3 days for those people that were chasing you to come back. Then you should go back to your own way. So Rashi says, the Tzemach says that she had Ruach HaKodesh. How did she know it's going to take 3 days? Rashi said that she had Ruach HaKodesh. That lady, Rahab, had Ruach HaKodesh. And she told them, go and hide yourself in the mountain for 3 days, because she knew the Ruach HaKodesh is going to take 3 days for those chasers to come back. And I said, we're going to be clean from this wear. We're going to capture this land. This is the red string. Take this red string and tie it to the window. You tie that string in the window. That window that you let us down with the rope, this is a red string. Go tie the red string in the window. Your father and your mother, the brothers and your whole family of your father, gather them into your house. Anybody's going to leave the house, it's his fault, and we are clean. Whoever's going to be inside the house together with you, we are responsible for his death. If anybody's going to kill him. Also, if you're going to tell these things, what we just spoke about. We're going to be clean from the swear that you just made us swear. She sent them and they left. And immediately, she went and she tied the red string in the window. It's a very nice thing. I don't know. It's a good sign. I mean, you take the red string and you tie it in the window. Well, anybody can do it. I mean,
does this have any connection with the superstition you put a red string on a baby or something?
I don't know. But over here they didn't do anything. That's the question I'm going to speak about. But the question is, what is that red string? What is that red string is so something so important to put it? I mean, you get an address. And a red string, everybody can take a red string. I mean, it's a red string, you go by in the store. And whoever's going to see a red string on the window, he says, okay, this is a very nice thing. Why she has a red string on the window? I put my red string on my window also. Anybody can put red string all around. I mean, well, what happened if somebody else has a red string? The red string, if they have a stamp, you know, with a seal, that's a red string, so you see a red string. A red string, anybody can have a red string. What happened if somebody else has a red string in Yericho? So they wouldn't kill the people. Well, what happened if the red string would be torn? Or somebody would take the red string and will cut it. How can you trust the red string? I mean, you're talking about people, that you want to save people's life. You write the address, and you know, you go back, the address is going to go back to Yeshua. They're going to tell Yeshua. You tell them, there's a lady over there. she lives at the wall. Just watch out. This is the address. This is the street. This is the number of the house. And the house is facing. You can't just say you have the red string. What will happen if the red string would fall? How red string is going to be a proof that this is the right house and 100% nobody's going to get killed because of the red string. They went the way she told them. They went to the mountain. They waited 3 days until the chaser came back. The chaser looked all around. They couldn't find him. And after 3 days, they came down from the mountain. They came back to Yeshua, and they told Yeshua what happened. What they tell Yeshua? Tell Yeshua, we went over there to Yeshua, and we came over there, and they looked for us, they couldn't find us. And there's a lady over there, and she hid us, and we promised her that we're going to save her. Well, Yeshua, ki natan Hashem yedin et kol la'aretz, v'kam emu kol ha'ishua ha'atem panenu. It says, everybody is scared of us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this land. This is not what really what the purpose was. I mean, Yeshua did not send them to find out if they're afraid of the people are afraid or not afraid. It's not to be afraid. We're going to see later that the Yericho had a big wall. Really had 7 walls, they say. And it was almost impossible to capture the city. And also we're going to learn later that the people in Eretz Israel, there were 31 kings, that most of them did fight against Am Yisrael. So that statement, what she said, that everybody is afraid, really, it's a very nice statement, but actually did not really happen the way she said it. Not that everybody was afraid of Am Yisrael, and everybody went in front of Am Yisrael and just gave themselves up. And the mission that Yeshua sent those people is not just to come to one lady's house and to hear a statement from a lady. I mean, if you have a mission, if the two people are going for a mission, so you have to go to a mission. You don't go to a hotel or you go to somebody's house and you lie down for a few hours and then you run away and you said, you know, everything is ready. Hashem gave us this land. They're all afraid of us. It's for this. Yeshua sent those people. I mean, this was the mission. The mission was that they should go and see if people are afraid, people not afraid. And then the lady, one lady, so one lady said it. Okay, fine, one lady said it. So the lady, I don't know if you can trust that lady. So a regular lady, fine. The lady said that the people are afraid, fine. Okay, that's the lady's opinion. But it's not what Yeshua meant when he sent them. I mean, Yeshua didn't tell them to go and find out in a motel, to go inside the receptionist and ask the receptionist over there at the motel, "How are you? I'm a Jew." And he said, "Oh, yeah, we're very scared, we heard about you. Oh, we know that you're going to capture this man, please save me. Here's the string, tie the string of the thing." They will go back to Yeshua and say, "We won the war." No. That's the purpose of the mission.
Do we know the name of this Jew?
Yeah. Kalev and Pinchas. Metal says Kalev and Pinchas.
Dr.
Pinchas? Yeah. It's very young. About, maybe he's about 60 years old. Aaron. Pinchas was born in Egypt. About 50 years old, something. No, it depends how old the guy was. Either less than 20 or over. He has to be between 20 and 60, but if he's less than 20 or over 60, he didn't die. The people that died in the desert, it's the age between 20 and 60. If you were less than 20 or over 60, they didn't die. Now, Pinchas, it's a question, why didn't die? Don't come and say that the certain people from Shemit Levi didn't die. They didn't participate.
Pinchas had the whole thing that...
Right. That's the one answer why he didn't die. The Torah doesn't say that that's the reason why he was saved from dying in the desert. Now also, again, you have to know that the Tanakh is a holy book, not just a story. And again, Yeshua, wrote Sefer Yeshua, Ruach HaKodesh, and this is chapter 2, that the chapter talks about Yeshua sending spies, and really, that story, you can omit it. I mean, there's nothing in the story that really you have to know about it. There's a story that Yeshua appointed two people, they send them to see what's going on, and they go and lie down over there in somebody's house, and the spies is telling not to kill the family, and she ties the red string, and they go back. What do you have to know the story? What are you going to get from that story? Who needs to know the story, even that story did happen? I mean, even though Yeshua did it, I said, what's the purpose of writing it in the book? And I don't understand the mission altogether. What do you have to send them all together? For what? But even if Yeshua found a reason to send those people to look around, I don't know, to look around for what? But let's assume that Yeshua wants to get any information from them. I don't understand what information he got. The way it says in the Navi, he didn't get any information from them. They just came back and they said everybody's scared of them. I'm sure that if they would look at the internet, and at that time the internet would show it. You don't have to send spies for that. I'm sure all the newspapers wrote that everybody is scared of Am Yisrael. If that's what Rahab said, if that's what she said, I'm sure all the newspapers had it. That the Jews are ready to cross, and also the Jewish people parked across from Jericho, from behind the Jordan River, and talking about millions of people parked on the other side, and I'm sure they followed them the last 40 years, how they traveled, and I'm sure that they knew that they're coming to Eretz Israel. So I'm sure that they had this kind of information, that you can have this information if everybody's scared or not scared. You don't need this day to tell us this information. And I don't think that's what Yeshua wanted to hear. So the question is, what is really the purpose of that story and what are you going to gain from that story? So if you need permission, if you skip to chapter 7, here in Sefer Yeshua, sentence 1. This is actually, we get back to the shame, but this is actually after the wall of Yeshua fell down. And Am Yisrael went inside Yeshua. And they captured the city. They killed the people and they burned most of the things. So chapter 7, sentence 1, it says that it's by Malubni Israel Ma'al Bachirim. It says, Am Yisrael went and someone took from the things that they captured in Yeshua.
I don't understand this. They say someone. To me, there's only that one person.
Yeah, just
right.
One.
Just one.
So why should God be angry at the whole nation?
Right. All together.
Right.
It's a very good question.
He should have struck them.
It's a very good question.
It's
a very good question. With the way the Navi puts it, like Malubni Israel Malbachem, Am Yisrael did it, even though it's almost only one. ויקח חכם בן כרמי בן דודי בן זרח בן מטה יהודה מנחם מחרב השם בני ישראל. נביא ישראל זה תחן, זה סנו כרמי, זה סנו דודי, זה סנו זרח. From מטה יהודה, from the tribe of Judah, he took from the thing. And הקדוש ברוך הוא was upset. And then the Navi is going to tell you that they went for another war with the city, it's called Ai, and they lost the war, and Yoshua prayed and tore his clothing, and Hashem told him, listen, the reason why you lost this war is because someone, when you captured Jericho, he went and he took something without permission, And eventually they're going to tell him this guy Khan and they're going to kill him. So this is a story, that's what happened, and again, this is not the purpose of the book of Yeshua, or we call the Bible, the Tanakh, to tell us stories what happened. What is the purpose, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset, like Yomar says, that one person, does something, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Am Yisrael lose the war against the eye in the first time. The way he says the Midrash, Akadosh Baruch Hu was so upset that Akadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to destroy all of Israel. And instead of destroying all of Israel, Akadosh Baruch Hu killed Yair ben Menashe, a grandson of Yosef, a tzaddik, Yair ben Menashe. The Gemara said he was equal to half of Sanhedrin. He died on the spot. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed him in order for Am Yisrael to survive. That's how angry HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. Because one guy took, and because one guy took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset on all Am Yisrael, and in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let Am Yisrael leave, he had to kill that person in his name of Yom HaMashiach. Again, the question is, so one person took, so big deal, so he took. So. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so angry because one person took something from Yericho, from the thing, from the city. I mean, it's not just a major scene. It's not killing someone, or Chas v'Shalom, who knows what he did. He had a desire and he took something. So for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset, he wants to destroy all of Israel. All of Israel, to destroy all of Israel. Why destroy all of Israel?
Why didn't he kill the person who did it, rather than somebody else?
Right, because that's the answer to what you said before. The Rambam who was upset that it means like all of Israel did it. And if I have a good answer for this, why the Rambam is considered all of Israel doing it? I don't know. It's a good question.
I understand.
But here we need a kapara. I mean, he would not be a kapara anymore. That person, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would kill him, it's going to be punishment for the person. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of Israel to survive a punishment. And that to survive that punishment, you need to do something very big. And that thing is called, big thing, is called Yair ben Menashe. So that's the son of Menashe, the grandson of Yosef, he is going to be kafara of all of Israel. Those two spies were sent to look around Eretz Yisrael and Yericho. In the meantime, there's no information that they went to look around Eretz Yisrael. Only went to Yericho. And again, when they went to Yericho, there's no information if they looked for anything. They just came to Rahab's house and they stayed over there. There's no information if they looked around. I mean, they had a mission. The mission to look. Yeshua sent them to look. In the meantime, they went and they didn't look. The Navi tells us that they went into Rachav's house and they went to sleep. So they went to sleep in Rachav's house. I mean, that was your mission. Your mission was to look around. So they go inside the house, they went to sleep. This is what you accomplish. You were sent here for a reason. But not to go and into somebody's house and to go to sleep in the house. In the Torah, there's a few places in the Torah, Sefer Bamidbar, and the Torah talks about Am Yisrael dwelling, parking. The Torah says they parked Al Yarden Yericho. The Torah emphasizes Am Yisrael parked next to the Jordan River. And the Jordan River, the Torah calls it the Jordan of Yericho. The question is, what is that importance of mentioning the city Yericho? What is really the power of that city, Yericho? Also, the Torah says that the 2.5 tribes they took their heritage on the other side of the Jordan River. The Torah emphasized they took their land, they took the heritage behind the Jordan of Jericho. Of Jericho. What is the importance of that city called Jericho? Yeah, remember I said it? Yeah, but I'm not saying it today. I can say the same thing all over. No, that's the yellow internet. What tape number? You have to give me the tape number. At the end of the Torah, I'm just going to read you one sentence with your permission. It says, this is really the last moment of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. This is while Moshe Rabbeinu is climbing up the mountain. So the Torah says like this, that Moshe climbed the mountain. Me'avot Moab el har Nebo Rosh HaPisgah Asher al Pnei Yericho. To emphasize that Moshe Rabbeinu is climbing up the mountain, on the top of the mountain, that that mountain is looking at the city of Jericho. The question is, what is the importance? What's so important about it that the Torah has to tell us that the mountain that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be buried, that Moshe is going to die, is facing the city of Jericho? The Torah, ויראו השם את כל הארץ הגילה ועל דן, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to show Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Eretz Israel. Excuse me. What it means is, says the Gemara, that's the way the Torah puts it, that הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to show Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Israel completely, even though that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to cross, הקדוש ברוך הוא says the Torah is going to show him with his eyes the land. Says the Torah, הקדוש ברוך הוא showed him the Gilad, the mountains up north, Adan, the city of Dan, it's called Naphtali, Eretz Ephraim, Menashe, everything what belongs to the tribes, Ephraim, Menashe, it's called Eretz Yehuda, Adar, Macharon, until the Mediterranean Sea. Meta Negev, the south, Meta Kikar, the place where Shlomo HaMelech made the copper. Bik'at Yericho, Irat Marim Atzor. The Torah emphasized that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the valley of Jericho, the city of the dates. It says, what is so important that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu the city of Jericho, and the Torah emphasized this is the city of the dates. What do you have to know this? And we go to Jericho, you see a lot of dates, right? It's very famous. And that's the way it says in the Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the city of dates. And you go today to Jericho, you see the whole city full of date trees. Full of date trees. The question is, what's so great about it? What's the thing that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu the city? Other cities, I understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Moshe Rabbeinu the valley of Jericho, the city of dates.
Well, it's like an oasis.
Sorry?
It's like an oasis.
No, it's really a desert. Jericho is not a desert. It's far from being a desert. It's right next to the Jordan River. It can't be a desert. It's just a special blessing that Jericho has a lot of dates. The Midrash says like this. The Midrash says, that Yericho has a tremendous power. And this is really the place, if we would have the Zechut, that war that Yehoshua Binun is going to have now with the people of Yericho is something comparable to the war, what we expect before Mashiach will come, is called Gog u Magog. So the Medrash Yericho is one of the spots that before Mashiach will come, will have a big war over there. Irat Marim, the city of dates, says the Medrash, this is something comparable to Gan Eden, something comparable to the entrance to Gan Eden. That Yericho, says the Midrash, has a tremendous power, that this city has inside it a special power like Gan Eden. And the reader, the Gemara says that Yericho has a place in it that's something very comparable to the place of Bet HaMikdash. But the secret of Yericho is not just a regular city. It's not just the city that people live over there, or is a strong city because it is a strong city. Because this is a very holy place, that holy place has inside it a tremendous power. And this is really, that's what Ari says, they should know the whole secret of this second chapter in Yosef Yeshua. That Yeshua is sending those two spies, Caleb and Pinchas, to look around. And he tells them, go look at the land, but go look at Yericho. It's nothing to look that he wants to know more than what he knows already. It's not like the other spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent. Because those 12 spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, we had bad experience with them. He says, those two spies are something else that Yeshua is sending them. He wants to know other things, not the things that Moshe Rabbeinu told the 12 spies to look around. And therefore, he only tells them, go look at the land of Yericho. He doesn't give them any instructions. There's no instructions. You don't need any instructions. I just want you to go and look. He says, what do you want me to look? He says, I want you to look to tell me what you saw. He says, when you come back, you'll understand what I sent you. I did not send you to look around for some information to tell me the strong buildings, strong walls, the people are strong, do they have water, they don't have water, do they have fruits, they don't have fruits. That information is not necessary. I really don't want to know, and maybe I know this information already from the time that the 12 spies came back. What I'm looking for now, that I want to know when I come now to Eretz Israel, when I'm going to capture Eretz Israel, if this is the final war that we're going to do, and this is Yericho is all about, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu Yericho, and this is why the Torah mentioned a few times the Jordan that's on top of Yericho, because if you have this hut, if you're really able to survive right now in this war, it means this is the last war. When you come to Eretz Israel, Yeshua is going to give you this land, and that's it. There's going to be no more wars, no more exiles. Of course, the Gemara said that this was really the hope of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu had hoped that if he's going to go to Eretz Israel, it's going to be no war, and it's going to be what we call the end of Gulat HaMashiach. It's going to be the end of all the tragedies. And the Rabbeinu told him, it's not time for you. Yeshua said that he is looking for, that he wants to know, if this is what he's going to do, it's going to be the final one, or it's going to be just the beginning of wars and wars until Mashiach will come. So Yeshua, in order for him to know what it is, he's calling up Caleb and Pinchas, the two big tzaddikim, and said, you go inside, and you come and tell me what you saw. But I want you to go to see mainly Yericho, because Yericho has a tremendous power and has a tremendous effect on that subject that's called the final war. And therefore, the Caleb and Pinchas, they go inside the house of Rahab. Says the Gemara, Rahab was one of the four most beautiful ladies ever in the world. Gemara said Sarah was one of them, Abigail was one of them, Esther was one of them, or Vashti one of them, and Rahab was one of them. At the time, she was 50 years old, but she wasn't so pure, says the Gemara. It says, they, Caleb and Pinchas, and the Bible tells us later, they were very big to the king, they said they're going into that house. It says, that, let's see, that lady, that really, the Gemara said, she looks a little bit like Chava, She was a very, very beautiful girl. It says, they're going into that house, they're going to find some information from her. Says the Navi, look what happened. And it means they walked inside, they're looking for them, and she comes and she tells them, listen, I admire you very much, and we're all scared of you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, is the God of everybody. Says Navi, look who is talking. This is this lady, this is a very not pure lady, and she is not only hiding those two people, she is giving them a lecture. This is the Midrash. Look at the lecture she gives. She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Elokim b'shamayim imah v'al ha'aretz mitachat. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, is upstairs, downstairs. This is the Midrash. Nobody, almost nobody else besides Moshe Rabbeinu said such a statement. Says, Ari, this is really the whole information. The whole information, what they heard, is they heard from someone that really is not so pure, a statement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest, the greatest. It says, everybody is scared of you. It says, we all know, we all heard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you. I said, hey, that's the whole purpose, that's the whole mission. The mission is that we know that in that city, that this is the very, very important city, in case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the full redemption, it says, there's a lady over there in that city. It says, in that city, there's a lady, that lady is telling us that they're all scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash Nagdis, Rabotai, the Tikvat Chut HaShani, the red string, they had a string in the pocket. It says, they took a string from the pocket. It says, what string is this? It says, that's the string in Parashat. Almost. Says the Midrash, they had a red string in the pocket. He said, what do you have this in your pocket? He said, we have a red string for Mr. Zerach. He said, who is Zerach? He says, Zerach is the son of Yehuda from Tamar. When Tamar gave birth, Zerach put his hand out. So the midwife took a red string and she tied it on Zerach's hand. Then Zerach pulled his hand back, and his brother came out first. His name was Peretz. So Peretz came out first. He was the Bechor. After Peretz came Zerach. He had a string on his hand. So that string, Caleb and Pinchas had in the pocket. They had it in the pocket. When they came to that lady's house, said the Midrash, and that lady said, I would like you to save my family. He said, okay, here it is, coming. Here. Here is the red string, tied to the window. He says, Dani, what's that red string doing in your pocket? How did you get this red string in your pocket now? He says, Caleb, Ben Yehuda. Caleb, Ben Yehuda. Huh? More. Over 200 years. I says, Caleb, Ben Yifune is from Shemit Yehuda, is from the tribe of Yehuda. This is because that's what the Midrash says. It's a touching of Yerusha for now. This is the last war. The last war, what it means is, this is the time of Mashiach. The time of Mashiach. It says, of course, Peretz came out first, but Zerach stuck his hand out first, and this is the red string. It says, you take this red string, it says, tie it on your window. Just to show that this is a sign, that this is the war that you're going to capture out Israel. And this is going to be your zechut. It says, this is the zechut of the red string. It says, of course, everybody can have a red string. But that red string has a tremendous power in it. It comes from Mr. Zerach. It says, therefore, we're going to save you, because what you did is what you ever did for us that you saved us, and also the statement what you just said, it says, now take the red string and tie it. That's what the Navi says, that she took away right away the red string and she tied it to the window. Says the Navi later that this guy, Mr. Achan, he was the great grandson of Zerach. He took from the Lodi. And that made the whole downfall. That's why Rebbe was so upset. Rebbe was not upset. He wasn't upset because somebody did take something from the Lodi. What it means is the whole thing, the whole idea is that that war should be the last war. It means that this is time for Mashiach. And if you did take without permission, it says you don't follow the instructions, it means it's not time for Mashiach yet. It's not time for Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. It says, who is this? It says, this is the guy that really is the grandson of this guy that had the red string on his hand. It says, the whole power of capturing Jericho is to get back to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. And by just not following the instructions, and was it okay, you lost the chance. So this is really the whole purpose of this chapter 2. It's not just a story that the two people came to Rahab and they listened and they ran away and they came back and they told Yoshua. It says, after they visited Rahab that was not so pure, and she saved them and she said the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, is the God in the sky, the God on earth. Says, Rabbi, look, when she said that statement, even though that she was not pure, she has Ruach HaKodesh, all of a sudden she knows the future, and she tells them, listen, go hide yourself 3 days in the mountain. Because they take 3 days for those chasers to come back. So the Gemara says, the Midrash, she has Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, it's not like an Avi, but it's a lower stage of an Avi. So this is the unpure lady. It's the Rahab, it's the Ruach HaKodesh. Eventually, Yoshua ben Nun married her. When Am Yisrael captured Jericho, Yoshua ben Nun married her. He married her. And she had, the Gemara said, she had 8 Nevi'im and Kohanim came from her. Navi Yirmiyahu, or Ben Yiriyah, Chelkiyahu, Shraya, Yechezkel Navi, all great grandchildren of Rahab. Says the Gemara, Kohanim and Nevi'im came from that lady. It says, this is what the whole chapter is all about, to tell you that in that city that's called Jericho, that has a tremendous power, was living a lady, a girl, very not pure, still, when she said, she saved those two people, and she said that statement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she got Ruach HaKodesh, and eventually, in a few days later, when Am Yisrael is going to capture that city, Yeshua is going to marry her. So Yeshua had another wife. Already had a daughter from another wife. And he's going to have one daughter from her, and from this daughter that he's going to have from her, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Yechezkel HaNavi, and other Navi is going to be born in the Zechut of Rahab. Well, yeah, of course. She converted. Right. Now he says that's the whole purpose, to show you what is the power of Yericho. And this was really the purpose of the mission. It's not a mission of spying. Yeshua never told them to go and spy. He only told them to go look around. So the purpose of looking was to see what is the situation right now. Is it the last war that we're going to have? And the minute that they heard from that lady such a statement, they said, that must be the last war that we're going to have. And if this would have been the last war, unless that person, his name was Achan, took from the Lodi. He would not have taken from the Lodi. It says that red string that was on the window was to show that this is the time of Mashiach that comes from Zerach. But because Achan took from the Lodi, Mashiach is going to come from Peretz, his brother. But this is the purpose of the story. It's not the purpose of the story just to tell us that it was two spies looking around and they saved Rahab and the family. The reason they saved Rahab and the family, because the statement she said that the God Almighty is the biggest.
What was supposed to happen with the room? Where was it supposed to go to?
Nothing.
For himself.
You're right, it's supposed to burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
that's the beginning.